HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump continues his campaign blitz today in Michigan.
When we go back to the White House, you're going to see support the likes of which you haven't seen certainly in 4 years.
Today, he spoke to voters about crime, safety, and border security. His running mate, J.D. Vance, stumped in Wisconsin. Former President Obama's back in Chicago tonight to rally support for Vice President Harris at the DNC. CBS's Nancy Cordes is there.
The Obama's still very popular within the party. There are a lot of Democrats here who'd like to see them out on the campaign trail more.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama and Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff are also in the lineup of tonight's speakers. And specialist divers are still searching for passengers and crew still missing after a yacht capsized off the coast of Sicily. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco.
6 people unaccounted for, 15 people were rescued. One person was found dead. That was the chef on board the yacht.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. At the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's almost like two conventions in one. Vice President Kamala Harris's Milwaukee rally tonight will be shown live to the DNC in Chicago. Congresswoman Gwen Moore.
The people we need to excite are people who don't have a $500 a night room or train fare to try to, get here.
And that person can stay in Milwaukee.
That person can stay in Milwaukee, go to the Five Serve Forum.
Governor Evers says it goes to show what technology can do. Young Democrats say they're especially energized. 18-year-old delegate Henry Pello is from Maribel. He says young Democrats are urging people to contact friends and relatives personally about registering and voting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A Menominee man was arrested last week after a high-speed chase that ended in Pepin County. According to law enforcement authorities, a Buffalo County deputy tried to stop the car around 11 p.m. on Thursday when it turned off its lights and sped up, forcing the deputy to end their pursuit. Soon after, a Pepin County deputy saw the vehicle still traveling with its lights off, leading to a chase that reached speeds of 100 miles per hour. 36-year-old Matthew Smith was arrested after he abandoned the vehicle in Durand. The Menominee City Council has voted to allow geese to be hunted in 4 city parks. According to a WQOW report, on Monday, the City Council determined that there were too many geese causing too much waste in the parks near Lake Monoman and the airport area. The hunt will only be conducted by members of the police department, and it will be regulated by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The city will also notify nearby residents, businesses, and schools when a hunt will take place in one of the parks. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Pack gets ready for the Ravens. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers back at practice this Thursday. They'll host the Baltimore Ravens in a joint practice open to the public. Linebacker Christian Welch from Miola, Wisconsin, is having a good camp. Last week against the Browns, he recovered a fumble. This week against the Broncos, he intercepted a Jared Stidman pass tipped by Packers defensive lineman James Esther. Welch on what he saw on the play.
Yeah, I just kind of had my eyes on the quarterback at the time, and one of the D linemen, I'm not even sure who it was, tipped it. I just saw it go straight up. I'm like, I got to go try to high point that. So I just went up and grabbed it and come down with it and took a hit on the way down. So I was pretty happy. Yeah, we needed that at that point in the game too.
Baseball tonight, Brewers in St. Louis to open a 3-game set against the Cardinals. In golf, round one of the 104th Wisconsin State Open is underway at the Minocqua, Wisconsin Country Club. Ross Thompson atop the leaderboard. He's an assistant golf coach at UW-Madison. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, nice day, high mid-70s. Partly sunny and upper 70s Thursday, chance of showers late. Showers linger into early Friday, then heating up into the weekend. It's 71 right now.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll tell you, Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
The next Nightlight is only available on Facebook, X, and YouTube. I discuss America's favorite movie snack with popcorn guru Chris Anderson. And award-winning director Justin Superstar joins me to talk about his new film.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. This is 93.5 The Tap. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show live on the road, Chicago, the DNC. And Dominic, we are joined right away by a fine guest, John Fugelsang from the SiriusXM. You know him from the Sexy Liberal Tour.
Oh, God.
John, it's been a few years, but great to see you,
it's
man.
Great to, yeah, it's great. I'm really you, glad you guys are still willing to drag your broadcast down to this level. It's really fantastic.
It's our pleasure.
You know,
we love to do it. And you're still looking sexy as ever.
Some of you guys come here and you try to get newsworthy people or dignified people of note, and not the devil's out. You guys are willing to just roll in the gutter, and I'm so honored. Thank you, John, for your low standards in booking.
That
it really means a lot to
me. That is the nicest thing I've ever heard.
Speaking of rolling in the gutter, how'd the Sexy Liberal show Chicago with Stephanie Miller goes.
So we've been doing this on Holy Tour for a few years, as you know. You gentlemen have been subjected to it in the past. We had a great show at the Vic Theater the other night. It was live streamed as a pay-per-view as well. The tour is me and Stephanie and Hal Sparks and Frangela, and our guests the other night were Governor J.B. Pritzker showed up. That guy, his Chris Walken, whoa, that guy's hilarious. Now, J.B. Pritzker, Mark Hamill joined us, Chairman Jamie Harrison,
nice.
Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky, and Jill Weinbanks. Those were the special guests for our show the other night, and it was a riot. The crowd was great. This tour has been... We've been doing this tour for like 13 years, but this year it's been crazy. And for all these dates, it's been the, hey, let's go out there and win it for the old guy tour. Let's get excited for the old guy. We're going to do it. Win this for Joe. And then we had the Sexy Liberal talking each other off a ledge tour for a couple of weeks.
Right.
And now it's the Sexy Liberal, holy crap, what drugs have you people taken that made you this happy, and where can I buy some? It's been exuberant. When we first went up in Atlanta right after the great switch, I couldn't believe the crowd response, and I you guys have beheld it, and
yes.
And every show we've done, we were in New York and did a show, and it was just crazy and joyful, and people who are excited about the ticket, and you know, Joe Biden deserved better. We don't deserve Joe Biden. This old man was not my first choice, but the most legislatively accomplished president of my lifetime. I hate the ageism. Mick Jagger's 80, Keith Richards is 80, Harrison Ford's 80, Martin Scorsese, Robert De Niro, Carole King.
Hey, it's easy to be young. You know, it's not easy to be old.
Well, I'm like, I got no problem. Look how much this guy's gotten done. Look at what this old man has done with the PACT Act and the CHIPS Act and the lowest childhood poverty rate and the lowest unemployment in 50 years. And weed is decriminalized at the federal level. Cannabis has moved to Schedule 3. Infrastructure, the Inflation Reduction Act. You can buy hearing aids over the counter now. I'm like, holy crap. Let's get a 100-year-old president, see how much he can get done.
Yeah, but Donald Trump was way better looking than Kamala Harris.
Oh, so much better looking. I have to agree with that because I'm a blindly obedient homoerotic stooge. So at some point, it's amazing how the homophobes just really like it both ways, isn't it? I mean, this
yes,
blindly slobbering goober obedience of unmanly subservience. It just at some point it's got to be embarrassing, right? Like they hated us so much because we told the truth about Bush and Cheney. We warned them about Bush and Cheney, and they hated us. They hated us. And then we were proven right about Bush and Cheney, and they hated us even more. And then Man Baby comes along in 2015, and Man Baby tells him, Bush and Cheney lied to you. The Iraq was a racket. Blah, blah, blah. Like, you're right. You're right. And now, three RNCs in a row, and the only other living ex-Republican president is persona non grata again. And they cut Bush and Cheney loose because they're a fickle party. And one guy, Man Baby, shows up and tells them, and they dropped it. They didn't apologize to us. Now they agreed with us.
Oh,
now they're calling.
Yeah, right,
now
right.
We're the warmongers.
Yes.
Because
yes.
They're blaming Joe Biden for what Putin does and what Netanyahu
Why
does.
Why were they listening to you then?
But that's the whole thing, right? You look at Elon Musk. He says, I'm going to give Trump $45 million a month. Then he changes his mind 2 days later. A cult of fickle bitches just fickled their bitch. Gentlemen. In 10 years, these Philistines are going to deny they ever supported Trump. They'll say, well, I went for him the first time in 16, but I was done after that. They're going to deny they ever supported this guy in 10 years.
Hope you're right.
Oh, they will. Trust me.
They
don't believe in anything. They need a ruler. And they will cut him loose. If he wore a Black Lives Matter T-shirt, they'd all leave him right away.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. We got fine guest John Fugelsang from the SiriusXM, most recently off the Sexy Liberal Tour right here in Chicago. And we find ourselves at the DNC. But Kamala's not going to be here today, John. She's in Milwaukee making our life very, very difficult.
I know. You got to settle for the Obamas and Bernie Sanders tonight.
I know how we're going to get through.
I hope that's going to be enough for you.
Well, couldn't we simulcast? Couldn't we do it both? And I think there is probably going to be some technological effort.
Hey,
we know
look,
it's always hard to travel.
Let me
tech.
Put it this way, okay? If Kamala Harris is giving a speech and it's not being broadcast, at least it'll feel like we're on CNN. So look at it that way.
John, any takeaways so far? Only one day into this extravaganza, but the press relative to, let's say, Cleveland, we're at the RNC in Cleveland, this would have been in a parking garage. That's what they did. To like radio and non-networks
really?
In Cleveland. We were in a
when
bar.
When was it in Cleveland?
2016 Republican.
Right,
now,
right.
The Philly was a good time. We were on Radio Row there.
In 2016, yeah.
In 2016.
Yeah.
No conventions to attend in 2020. But the difference in tone, even the Hillary convention, I mean, the Dems party, John, the Republicans, they're sour. They're the only thing working... Is Grindr.
Well, the Republicans
the
are
Republican
angry. The Republicans are very angry. You have to understand something. You have to have a little compassion because you see they own this country.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it belongs to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Their ancestors built it with their own hands. And who are these swarthy types, these academics, these non-whites, these non-Christians, these gay people thinking they can love who they want in a society that brags about liberty? Who are these union types and these immigrants and these educated people and these women who be thinking too much? Who are these people that are violating the America we were promised we would inherit, that we owned, that our parents owned? And as our white heterosexual, I don't like calling them Christian. They're Christian, but they're not Christ followers, if you know what I mean. There's Christ followers and there's Jesus Club, and they're in the Jesus Club, and Jesus would not be welcome in Jesus Club. They're becoming smaller and smaller, and as they become less of the majority, and in 2045, people as pasty as me will no longer be the majority population in this country.
Does that scare you, John? Because it doesn't scare me.
They're not going to go gracefully. What scares me is the white people who are not going to go gracefully because
they think
they own this country. They're the ones flipping out. They're already doing it. What do you think these bigots are panicking about this hideous great replacement theory? I mean, whatever they can do, they are just trying to keep America as white as they can. The reason why Christianity has declined is not because people don't like God or don't like Jesus or don't like the scriptures. It's because of the hypocrisy of these fascist, flock-fleecing Pharisee frauds. Right-wing Christianity that has taken the teachings of love, the teachings of empathy, the teachings of forgiveness, and they have turned it into a cult, and they got the followers of Jesus to vote against everything Jesus ever talked about.
And they wear that
by
hat.
Talking about abortion, which Jesus never talked about.
They have the mega hat. Isn't that the Antichrist? I mean, I'm the non-believer, man, and so I certainly am tuned into the hypocrisy, John.
Well, the Antichrist is all rubbish. These people go for Book of Revelation because Jesus' inconveniently liberal teachings are unpleasant to read. So you will never hear, and I'm saying this to your very attractive listeners, you will never hear MAGA people or right-wing people quoting Jesus. They'll quote parts of the Old Testament. They'll quote St. Paul. They'll quote Book of Revelation. They'll quote Left Behind books and think it's Jesus. They don't quote Jesus because they don't follow him. They hate his teachings. They're not Christian. Jesus says in the Judgment of Nations, Matthew 25, what he's going to judge people on, and it's not by how mean you were to trans kids. It's not by how much money you gave or how often you went to church. Jesus judges people on how they took care of the poor, took care of the sick,
how much they welcome
the sick, and how they took care of the stranger, welcome the stranger, and how they took care of people in prison. That's it. Republicans reject Jesus's marching orders. You don't need to believe in any of this to use it against these frauds and remind them that Jesus is a prop for them, nothing more.
John Fugel saying, our fine guest.
By the way, I do this at children's parties, this exact set.
Yeah.
This is what I
open weddings,
with.
Bar mitzvahs.
It's clean, I promise. It's clean comedy. It's all ranting about fascists.
Trump. Not always clean. He is doing a little set in Howell, Michigan, a campaign stop today. And I find it interesting because the Nazis were marching through Howell, Michigan like 3 weeks ago, chanting, "We love Hitler, we love Trump." And I even saw the...
Where did Ronald Reagan announce his 1980 campaign?
Well, it was in like Philadelphia, Mississippi.
That's correct. Exactly right. The folks who get it get
this
it.
This is a tip of the cap to the white nationalists, is it not, John?
Yes.
And I know Fox News trying to cover for him, their response was, well, Biden went to Howell, Michigan in 2021 to, you know, talk about Build Back Better. And I'm like, yeah, but not 3 weeks after the Nazis were there.
Yeah.
John, do you think this is really am I reading too much?
Is it as obvious as it seems, in your opinion?
Yes, it's all code talk. I mean, look, Donald Trump can come out and say he renounces Project 2025. But until the media takes the time to ask him which specific parts of it he renounces, he's just renouncing the name. What's in it, he has not refuted. What's in it is what he's fighting for. What's in it is what his hapless followers are fighting for. They don't realize it. That and tax cuts for rich people. You know, and it's funny that he's in Michigan because you look at Man Baby, he has nothing to offer union labor because he hates unions. He's an oligarch. He's an aristocrat. He's a millionaire at birth. He hates organized labor. Hates it. That's why he had undocumented illegals build his hideous tower on Fifth Avenue. Only person in this race, by the way, who's hired undocumented workers in two different centuries to avoid paying a living wage to American workers. Democrats, you're allowed to make that point.
Please do.
They won't, but he's in Michigan, and he's been demonizing electric vehicles all year because he has nothing to offer unions. He's a scab. He talks to scab members and tries to make people think it's... So he's slamming EVs. Then Elon says, I'm going to give you a lot of money, and now Donald Trump is okay with EVs because he is a whore who believes in nothing and is advertising that he is for sale.
John Fugel saying, our fine guest, thank you for joining us here at the table at the
DNC. Thank you. That's usually the line where they ask me to leave, but I'll be here all week, folks.
John, you've got the evening shift, much like we do on WCPT tonight.
Right.
How can people listen to Sirius and hear you tonight?
You can listen live on SiriusXM Progress, channel 127. If you don't have that, our free podcast comes out the next day with the highlights, and I'm up in the Sky booth doing a hockey game play-by-play with this thing. So
nice.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's good to see you.
See you,
great to see you. We've got another fine guest joining us here at the table momentarily. Paige Gardner, president, founder of PSG Consulting. New polling out. We'll tell you all about it. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
Wurzer Builders invites you to discover easy living in their 55-plus senior condos conveniently located on Eau Claire's south side in the Timber Bluff neighborhood development. Enjoy quality custom units with well-thought-out floor plans, kitchens with center islands and granite countertops, charming front porches, and outdoor patios with pergolas. Units are two-bedroom, two-bath, come complete with appliances, and start in the 270s. Contact Wurzer Builders today for lot availability and building details at info@wurzerbuilders.com.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show live from the DNC in Chicago at the United Center. Follow us on the Twitters at Devil Radio. Also on Facebook, The Devil's Advocates Radio.
Got to thank John Fugelsang, our buddy from SiriusXM. Listen to him on Channel 127, the Progress Channel, tonight. Or you could listen to us. But we got another fine guest. She has joined us at the table. She is Paige Gardner, president and founder of PSG Consulting. Paige, thank you.
Thank you.
We understand you've got some new polling out, and we want to understand the nature of this polling. It really has to do with women. So why women? Why are you targeting them as a demographic to specifically poll?
Unmarried women is the group of women we targeted because marital status determines whether you register, whether you vote, and how you vote. Just to give an example, they voted for President Obama in 2008. They gave him it was 70%. That was the level of support that unmarried women gave President Obama. So they are an enormous voting bloc. They are now, with Vice President Harris, very motivated. But what we did was look at unmarried women under 55. What was their support for the new ticket? What are their issues? What do they care about? And what motivates them to turn out, but really engage in a bigger way.
Paige, did you by chance ask about cat ownership status?
You know, it was one of the shortcomings of the poll.
So close.
Very close.
Obviously, we have a different demographic that seemingly supports, and I'm talking about females specifically. They seemingly are with the Democratic Party. And I look at the policies of the current Republican Party, and I suspect I know why, but what has your polling shown you? And who do the Democrats need to really work to attract?
Well, they do need to work to attract unmarried women, particularly because they are the majority of women now, and those under 55 are a plurality. But there are things that drive them, and all of the policies, it seems, coming out of the Republican candidates are punitive. Think about abortion. That's a very big issue for them. they really care about being able to decide when and if to have a family, as most Americans do. They also care very deeply about housing. Housing costs are skyrocketing, and because they make less money than married women, particularly, it's a bigger portion of their overall income. So they're struggling with housing, they're struggling with rent, they're struggling with food prices, they're struggling with inflation.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates live at the DNC in Chicago. We're here at the United Center, and at the table with us is Paige Gardner, president, founder of PSG Consulting. And Paige, your research is directed towards a lot of the swing states, and I'm from Wisconsin. We care a lot about our state. I see that you've listed Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. I don't see Wisconsin on the list, but these seem to be a lot of the Midwestern states. Do you think that most of your demographics would carry across, let's say, to a state like Wisconsin?
We looked at Wisconsin specifically. There are 640,000 unmarried women who are eligible to vote in that state. They have an enormous power to determine who is elected. Remember the thin margins in 2020. These women can take President Harris over the top line.
Paige, you mentioned 70% of this demographic coming out and supporting President Barack Obama. What's that number now? Do we have a baseline? I mean, that obviously a high watermark there. Where are we at right now, do you know?
Their margins have improved greatly from when, you know, President Biden was in the race. And their margins are in the 60s now.
Okay.
So
okay,
they've
nice.
Room to
yeah.
grow. Yeah.
yeah.
Right.
Excellent. And what I got to get your opinion, and if maybe it's not a policy thing, but some of the recordings of previous conversations that the Republican vice presidential candidate have come to light, specifically talking about agreeing with a right-wing interview, talking about the one purpose of post-menopause of woman is to take care of the grandchildren. And the guy, J.D. Vance, he agreed with that statement. Now, that's not a policy issue, but it's certainly something that I think that a lot of people, if you polled single women, would have an issue with. It's not a poll question, but I'd like to get your personal opinion on that.
Many unmarried women don't have grandchildren as they age, so I don't know what they would do with their time. Maybe J.D. Vance can come up with some other ideas. But, you know, these women are so important. And the fact that J.D. Vance and the Republican candidates talk to them and express their wishes about controlling women's lives. And it's not just about abortion. They want to control so many aspects of women's lives.
I think it's a good concept that we hear constantly here at the DNC and the Democrats talking about moving forward and not going back. I think it's the theme that's going to continue to resonate. Any other major findings of this poll that you think are something that we should know about?
These women should be reached and motivated to turn out, and when they do, candidates win elections.
Do we have, and how is that done? I mean, what would be, do you think, the most efficient, effective way to, you know, have that outreach?
It's neighbor to neighbor is the most effective way. And then there's the traditional campaign tactics, mail, phone, advertising. But these women really want to engage in a conversation, and community is very important to them.
Paige, did you differentiate in your polling between women of color and let's call them Caucasian women?
Yes, and women of color women of color are a huge backbone of unmarried women in this country. And their support for the Democratic ticket is very, very strong, much stronger than overall.
Excellent. Very informative. Paige Gardner, president and founder of PSG Consulting. I'm not always great at enunciation. You wouldn't believe they'd give me a radio show, Paige.
Yeah, a couple of us have had that problem.
It's been a long week, and it's only Tuesday. Paige, so nice to meet you. Thank you so much for joining us here at the DNC. We are the Devil's Advocates, and we anticipate Earl Ingram joining us and maybe even the Democratic Party chair of the great state of Wisconsin. I hear he's in the building, might dip over. And my senator, Diane Hesselbein from Middleton. So, big show. It's always fun when we're on the road. Thank you, Paige Gardner. More Devil's Advocates live at the DNC.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Up the road near the site of the Kenosha riots, Republican vice presidential running mate J.D. Vance picks up another endorsement from law enforcement. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Vance used that space to talk about crime and safety as he continues his campaign in swing states. The Kenosha Police Union endorsed Vance just a few days after the Milwaukee Police Union did the same. Vance was joined on stage by Senate candidate Eric Hovde, Congressman Brian Stile, and members of local law enforcement. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Governor Evers' task force on Wisconsin's healthcare worker shortage is out with its recommendations. They include more grants to employers for attracting and retaining employees. The recommendations will go into Evers' state budget proposal next year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Two new outdoor trails are nearing completion in the city of Eau Claire. According to a WQOW report, the Half Moon Trail connecting Folsom Street to Madison Street is currently slated to be finished in mid-September, and the new trail near the Galloway Flats development could be completed in just a couple of weeks. The Half Moon Trail project cost roughly $600,000 in total, of which the city of Eau Claire will only need to pay about $120,000 thanks to a state grant refund program. A temporary ban on dispersed camping in the Eau Claire County Forest is now in effect. According to a Facebook post from Eau Claire County Parks and Forest, the temporary ban went into effect on Friday and will continue through October 15th. Further social media posts say the department has seen an increase in littering, illegal activity, and camping without permits in the county forest. During the ban, residents will not be able to purchase a camping permit. Coon Fork Campground and Harstad Campground will remain open.
And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Legendary talk show host Phil Donahue passed away at the age of 88. Donahue, known as the King of Daytime Talk pre-Oprah Winfrey, passed on Sunday, August 18th. He started his TV talk show career in Dayton, Ohio, tackling current events even if they made people uncomfortable. It was when he moved the show to Chicago and added a studio audience that the show became wildly popular before moving to New York in 1985. Donahue was the winner of 20 Emmy Awards, 10 as a host and 10 for his show. Oprah Winfrey, who took over the title as daytime talk show champ, wrote in O, the Oprah Winfrey magazine, that if there had been no Phil Donahue show, there would have been no Oprah Winfrey show. According to People magazine, Donahue was the first mainstream talker to acknowledge that women were interested in things other than mascara and cake recipes. In May of this year, Phil Donahue was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Joe Biden. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, nice day, high mid-70s. Partly sunny and upper 70s Thursday, chance of showers late. Showers linger into early Friday, then heating up into the weekend. It's 71 right now.
The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, Todd Alba here. Join us next time as we continue our coverage live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Trigvi Olsen, the Lincoln Project, is here, along with Bill McCutcheon. We'll break it on down for you. Join us.
the devil's advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show live at the DNC. We're at the United Center in Chicago. It is a cavalcade of political stars up in here, Dom. We want to thank the fine pollster, Paige Gardner, our most recent guest from PSG Consulting. And we got another fine guest at the table. She is my Senator Dianne Hesselbein. She is the Senate Minority Leader from the great state of Wisconsin. Dianne, so great to see you.
It is so great to see you too, Mike. Oh, my gosh. It's fantastic to be here.
And you just got here, so you don't have the hangover like some do.
But do not.
You made the breakfast this morning, which is so good because I did not get up for today's
breakfast.
I didn't make yesterday. I missed Tim Walz. I was there.
How did you do that?
They discouraged us as press. They're like, oh, we're overbooked. You don't get a chair. You're going to have to stand in the pildy box.
Oh, man.
You don't want to come. There's
Dianne,
just
he had one job.
One job. That was the and press job.
And I blew it.
Yeah.
And today,
Mark Kelly.
I got up early and then I went back to bed.
Okay. Okay. Well, you missed Mark Kelly. He was fantastic. They had a lot of great speakers. Sarah Godlewski spoke, of course. She's great.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, I hear, was very
fantastic.
Good.
Fantastic. Yeah. It was fun to see them in person, right? Because you never know. They always seem bigger. Like, I don't know why, but then you see them like, oh.
Mark Kelly is not a large man. We saw him out here in the hallway yesterday.
Yeah.
He's like my size.
I know,
you
know, right?
You got to be little getting the cockpits and,
right?
And the rocket ships and
good,
all that.
And they're all in good shape, too. So
yes, of course.
Mm-hmm, they are. Every speaker here. Mm-hmm. It's a thing.
Is that a thing? Because I didn't know. I should have been traded.
Look around.
So, Dianne, everybody knows, and it's crazy. I watched J.D. Vance in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And J.D. Vance is saying it's all about Wisconsin. Of course, the Democrats are also in Wisconsin today. Kamala Harris is doing a rally in Milwaukee. I'm very twisted. I want to be at both events.
So do I.
Wisconsin, it's the center of the universe. And, you know, top of the ticket, we love Kamala Harris. But it's also the first time we've had fair maps in the state of Wisconsin in over a decade. How optimistic are you about the legislative races this cycle?
I am super optimistic. You know, this is the first time that I haven't had to recruit a candidate. They came to us, and it was multiple people saying, I know, right? We're like, can you please run? Would you please consider running? This time it was, I want to run. This is my platform. This is who I am, and this is why I make a difference. And we have great candidates running in every single corner of the Senate, in every single district for the first time in over 20 years. And why? Because we finally have fair maps, and people know they have a shot at getting in.
Dianne, I'd love to call you Majority Leader Hesselbein.
I would love to be called that as well.
It would take a hell of a miraculous miracle in this cycle because half the senatorial races are on
that
the map.
Correct.
All the assembly races, but half the Senate races. Where are the ones we should pay attention to as political observers?
So I would definitely say for the Senate, we're up, like you said, every 4 years. So we're not going to get to the majority for another 2 years. And so we have a plan to do that. We're looking really hard, working hard with Jamie Wall up in Green Bay. He's a fantastic candidate. He grew up on a farm, and he was one of the first people in his family to go to get higher education and go to school. He graduated, was a Rhodes Scholar, wants to live in Green Bay to give back to the community, and he wants every other farm kid to have that opportunity. It kind of really tugs at your heartstrings.
Yeah, right, yeah.
We have Kristen Elfine in the Appleton-Oshkosh seat. That's a really great seat for us. She and her wife have been working hard every single weekend, talking with voters and listening to hear their priorities. We also have Sarah Kieski, that's like in the Sauk, Columbia, and Dane County, goes all the way into Madison. She's a first-time candidate, mental health provider. She's running against Joan Bolwig. The last time a Republican...
That'd be important pickup.
Yes, we'd be happy.
The last Republican to win that seat was 1998, and that was Tommy Thompson. Finally, we have Jody Habesh-Simakin. She's running against Dewey Strobel in that Milwaukee area, and she's doing a fantastic job as well. So I'm excited for all four of these candidates. And, of course, we have to keep Brad Paff. He's our
lacrosse
protect. Yes, lacrosse area.
Our buddy. We like Brad.
Oh, I love Brad. He's fantastic. He does more for agricultural than probably anybody else in our caucus and explaining what things are and what we need to do.
Well, Dianne, here in Chicago, we've got to set a good example. When we, Dom and I, joined the Wisconsin contingent at their hotel in Philadelphia, the last night they brought all the leftover beer out in the lobby.
Oh, fantastic.
And the Wisconsin contingent literally partied till like 6 in the morning. Are you prepared, Senator, to represent?
Man, I am pretty lame, I'll be honest. I know you guys were up late, and I'm looking at tonight going, how late are these speeches going to go? And then there's a party after this?
Right, they're going to go late, but it's going to be worth it. Come on, Kamala Harris in Milwaukee. They're going to show that here in Chicago.
Maybe. Maybe. I hope so.
That's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm hearing.
And then the Obamas.
And then the Obamas.
I know the Obamas. I'm so excited.
And they're
going to
play the Obama speeches in the Pfizer Forum with the live audience there. I think it is a wonderful, brilliant
stroke. That's a brilliant move. Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic. So everybody can see the Obamas. Perfect.
And it involves Wisconsin in the DNC. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? That's the one Milwaukee really didn't get. Well, you kind of get.
I know.
You get Kamala on the Tuesday of the DNC this time.
You get a little taste.
Absolutely. It's fantastic. I'm so excited for her race. I'm so glad she's at the top of the ticket. And my girls, I tell you, age 22 and 25, they are just over the moon excited to vote for her.
Well, I can tell you there's a much better chance my 18-year-old will vote for Harris than vote for Biden. So we're moving in the right direction. We'll see.
The enthusiasm is there. It is palpable, and I see it everywhere. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's a sea change.
Yeah. Senator Hesselbein, so great to see you. Thank you so much for joining us here at the table. We're trying to sneak our friend Earl Ingram in.
Absolutely. Thanks for letting me pop on for a little
while.
Yeah,
it's
great to see you.
Awesome. Have a great time.
Hey, thank you so much.
Right. We'll see you at the party.
We'll see.
State Senator, Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein from Middleton, Wisconsin. Always great to see her. And we're going to have our pal Earl Ingram sneak over to the table. Come on down, Earl Ingram, the man, the myth, the legend. Earl has been getting famouser since he's been here at the DNC in Chicago. I just saw Earl. I was standing out in the lobby with Earl. And Governor Tony Evers of the great state of Wisconsin comes by. He doesn't say hi to Crudy, does he, Earl? He says hi to Earl.
Well, since this is Throwback Tuesday, it is good to see you guys, man.
Great to see you, Earl.
Thanks for the invite.
Earl, of course, is broadcasting on the mornings, 8 to 10 a.m. on Civic Media's own WAUK 540 and other local markets. Check your local listings. Earl, I saw you, with Jesse Jackson out there, man? Jesse Jackson is a local hero here in Chicago. The whole lobby was a flutter when Jesse came in, and he was in a wheelchair. They were helping him get to his feet. But, Earl, you were right there, man. You know Jesse. You've interviewed Jesse.
Well, you know, he's been on your airwaves when we were at over on Brady Street.
When you're broadcasting, they were your airwaves, yeah. Earl.
Well, yeah, but, man, you got to think he's the guy who paved the way for Barack Obama. People don't often think about it. Hmm. But in 1984,
Coalition.
Yeah, Jesse Jackson sparked energy and actually got more people signed up to vote than almost anybody in history. So, you know, Jesse Jackson is an icon. The person that we see now is still an icon. He always will be. And I got to know him personally, and just to see him again is a highlight, man. It really is.
And Earl, you got to interview Martin Luther King Jr.'s grandson earlier today. Martin Luther, or was it his son?
His son.
Oh, so
Martin Luther King the Third. And
how was that, Earl?
Man, it's amazing because I always tell people I was 14 years old when Dr. King was moving. I was old enough to see it and be a part of it, and watching the civil rights struggle develop in the push of it as a young boy. And so, you know, I kind of lived my life. I watched Dr. King and I emulated him with being a servant. I serve because I saw him serve. And so, he lives in me every day, not a holiday, but every day. And so when I saw his son, son is not him, but you know, he's still that bloodline, man, and it's an honor to be able to have an opportunity to speak with him.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a fine talk radio host in his own regard. He is Earl Ingram of the Earl Ingram Show, plays out in Milwaukee, and you grew up in Milwaukee, a lifelong Milwaukee resident. Earl, I went to the Republican press conference over at Trump Tower yesterday featuring U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And Well, the other
we had a rough breakup.
It's complicated, Earl. Since January 6th, it's real complicated. But he was there with Rick Scott, and a nice Bloomberg reporter, I've met her a couple times, sitting next to me, asked, how can Trump attract black voters? And Ron Johnson got up and said, well, we're the party of Lincoln. And we, the Republican Party, don't look at the color of the skin. We're like MLK. We look at the content of their character. And when I heard, Earl, when I heard Ryan Johnson quoting MLK, it just didn't sound right coming out of his mouth.
Quoting or misquoting? Well, number one, so, and I wanted to put that to rest about them appealing to the black community. Think about 2 weeks ago, I wanted to address the issue that blacks are starting to lean towards voting for Republicans.
Yeah, they've been claiming that. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's this office in Milwaukee, right in the heart of black Milwaukee.
On North Avenue.
Yeah. And so I go there, and I said, well, I'm going to find out for myself. So I go, I knock on the door. I said, my name is Erling. We know who you are. I said, well, I want to see if I can get you on the air, right? We want to find out whether or not it's true that more and more blacks are voting Republican. And so when I got there and I asked him, the guy says, well, I said, can I get you to come on the air? You guys say you're in our community. You're saying that more and more blacks.
What day did you go down there? The Tuesday of the RNC? They bothered to open the joint up?
So the guy says, okay, well, what do you want to talk about? I said, I want to talk about the fact, man, that you guys are saying more blacks are going to be voting Republican. And so to make a long story short, I was able to get one guy. Show up. He came to my show on a week before last, and I got him on and started interviewing him. And he says, well, Donald Trump has done a lot for the black community. I said, name one thing he's done.
Tax cuts.
And the guy.
Hey, Earl, I hate to interrupt, but we've got the fine Democratic Party chair.
Oh, man, I acquiesce.
No. Ben Wickler, please join us here at the table if you're able. He's setting his watch. He's on a short time frame. But we want to say hi to the Democratic Party chair of the great state of Wisconsin.
How can you not say hi to Mr. Ben Wickler?
Yes, absolutely. We'll squish together here. Ben, welcome to the party.
Thank you so much, Mr. Crute. Thank you, gentlemen.
Ben,
with you, Earl.
You've been the bell on the ball here in Chicago, I guess we are. Wisconsin is definitely on everybody's mind this week, isn't it, Ben?
Oh, absolutely. Wisconsin, everywhere. So today we're going to have our cheeseheads on. And just walking through the hall, wherever I go with a cheesehead, people get excited. They start talking about Wisconsin. They know the greatest state. They also know the state that, tips presidencies.
Right.
So this is the path that the White House goes through America's Dairyland.
And tonight, the Vice President, Kamala Harris, and her vice presidential nominee, Tim Walz, are going to be in Wisconsin. That makes for tough decisions.
What do you do, Ben?
Chairman
what do you
Wickler?
Do?
You know, we got a roll call to manage here in the United Center in Chicago, so I am going to be here, but there are going to be thousands of screaming, excited Wisconsinites in Fiserv Forum, right where Donald Trump decided that J.D. Vance was his ticket to ride. and I think there's going to be a real contrast, just rolling the tape between what happened in, hour three of Trump's acceptance speech on that Thursday night versus what we're going to see for Harrison Walz in Wisconsin. And then they'll come here to Chicago, and everyone's going to erupt. It's going to be really exciting.
Ben, my understanding, Tammy Baldwin, Senator Baldwin, to give a speech from the stage this evening.
That may be true. I don't have the specific information about
it. Trust me, Ben. I wouldn't make it up.
I believe you. Well, then I look forward to it. I think she's going to be great.
I think she will as well. Ben, obviously, everyone's talking about Wisconsin. J.D. Vance on the I'm Stalking the Vice President tour. He's in Kenosha today. And first of all, his reaction to the DNC last night, let me quote here, boo. That was his direct quote. What did you think about the DNC? Boo. And anyways,
they've chosen the most powerful, compelling spokesperson. I hope they keep him in the spotlight. This is my message to them. Just keep going with this guy.
Do more of that.
Do more of that. Yes. Send all the cameras to J.D. Vance so that especially women can see what the Republican Party thinks of the people whose vote it should be seeking.
And Ben, I was at the Republican presser with Ron Johnson yesterday. I don't know if you heard, but Ron thinks it's very difficult to be a billionaire.
Oh, yeah. It's just, I cry. I cry every night for the billionaires it's so hard for them because they don't pay the same taxes as their secretaries. So they feel this deep sense of shame. And of course, they could just pay their taxes, but instead they don't. So then they feel bad and we have to feel sorry for them. That's totally understandable. Yeah.
Ben Wickler, we know we only had you for a minute. We appreciate you joining us. Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Wickler. We hope to see you later in the week, Ben.
Delight to be with you. Look forward to next time.
Yeah, thanks for saying hi, Ben.
Thanks so much, guys.
We are the Devil's Advocates live at the DNC. We'll come back with our pal, Earl Ingram. More of us. Stick around.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
If you want a metal roof on your house, here's a straightforward, gonna save you some money offer from
New York Strand.
It's a brand new year, but if you lock in your metal roof right now, you'll get it at last year's price.
New York Strand.
This is the metal roof that's backed with a 50-year, non-prorated, and transferable warranty. Lock in your deal and get it for last year's price.
New York Strand.
237-2678.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show live from the DNC in Chicago, the United Center. Follow us on Twitter at Devil Radio. You can check us out on the Facebookies at the Devil's Advocates Radio.
And want to thank Ben Wickler, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman. And want to thank our pal Earl Ingram for being a little flexible, our colleague in broadcast. Earl broadcasts 8 to 10 a.m. every weekday. Right here on the Civic Media. And Earl, we appreciate you sticking around, man. You got to be a little twisted. Kamala's going to Milwaukee, and here you are. Here I am. I'm also twisted. I wanted to do a doubleheader. I wanted to go see Kamala Harris. I mean, it's in our backyard, Earl.
You know, man, I'm still just blown away by what has transpired, man. You know, Kamala Harris was kind of nondescript.
Like six weeks ago, right?
For these almost 3 years, you know, Kamala Harris was someone who was basically, I hate to say it, but she wasn't very visible.
It kept on the sideline.
It's
not her administration, it's the Biden administration.
That's absolutely the case, and there were people who said that they wanted to make sure that she wasn't seen and invisible. And so it led people to believe that she wasn't a very bright person. I don't know how you can ever think that somebody who has held the offices that she's held wasn't a bright person.
But you've interviewed her. Kamala Harris. You've had her, what, three times, Earl?
Well, but Kamala Harris she's a very, very bright woman. Yes, she giggles.
Only when she's talking to you, Earl.
No, there were times when I even thought, hey, come on, man. You know, the vice president.
I laugh a lot, man. I love to laugh. Laughing's good, man. Laughing's is joyful.
I know, but I never use that as to think that it would meant that it impacted her intellect.
All right. Well, she's not intelligent because of that, yeah.
She's a very, very bright woman, man, to get reelected, you know, in the biggest state in the nation. Come on.
Biggest state, most populous, and what, the fifth largest economy in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something. And then to be what, senator? And then to, again, elect statewide elections, right? And then to be vice president. Yeah. You know, the GOP, the MAGAs, are just losing their mind over it.
Well, you know, man, I didn't think that it was going to be. To be honest with you, I didn't think that the nation was ready, that it was going to come this soon, that a woman, not just a black woman, but a woman, was going to be in this position possibly become the president of the United States.
What are you talking about? You forget about Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, but you saw what happened to Hillary Clinton.
She lost marginally in a couple of electoral college.
Well, but I think I read something where 53% of women didn't vote for her, or some outlandish number, because women didn't feel connected to her in some way, shape, or form. I think they were intimidated by the type of person Hillary Clinton was.
Well, she was a powerful woman, but she was also torn down by Fox News for like 15 years. And the difference, I think, with this campaign, they got 77 days. Do your worst. You know, you don't have 15 years to build this sort of monologue about Kamala Harris. And most of what I see the right trying to throw as mud against Kamala Harris's record or whatever else, it ain't sticking her.
Well, you see all these powerful women moving around here politically.
You don't see this that at the RNC.
No, but this used to just be men,
right.
The good old boys.
Yeah.
But look at all the brilliant women that are around and well-educated, and they've been waiting for this opportunity.
They've been working for this opportunity,
right? Yes, and so they are organized. They are going to vote overwhelmingly to support Kamala Harris, and I don't know how the Republicans are going to be able to overcome that, because the only thing Donald Trump can do is attack, and if he attacks her from the perspective of being a woman, they're further and further alienating women.
Keep digging the hole.
Right.
Keep digging the hole. Keep doing more of that. Earl Ingram Jr., our fine guest for just a couple more minutes. Earl, the National Association of Black Journalists, and I forget the lady's name, she did a great job. Her very first question to Donald Trump when he decided to show up for that disaster of a whatever that was. I thought laid it out, laid out this all the history of things that Donald Trump had said about black people, about black journalists, about black judges and black politicians, and why should black people, trust you now? And he had no response to that. There was it was you're nasty. You're nasty. I came here in good faith. Where's my opponent? You're nasty. That's not going to my opinion, Earl, win over any converts in the black community.
Well, those of us who've been around a while, a few days older than Dirk, we understand, man, who Donald Trump is. And Donald Trump is a person that he's been that I've known known about for over 50 years. And he certainly has done nothing to endear himself to people of color. What he's counting on, younger blacks in their 20s and their 30s, and he throws a bone, and the Republican Party is throwing a bone to some of them. They argue and say that the Democratic Party is not giving us an opportunity. I talked to some of them, and so they're leaning towards that. But they're the exception. They're not the rule. And so not to worry.
Earl Ingram, I believe it was Rachel Scott from ABC asked the questions on behalf of the NABJ of Donald Trump, and he called her a nasty woman, didn't like her much. Earl, any other big stuff happening this week? You got anyone scheduled people can tune in for? They should know about?
Well, man, listen, I'm here, man, and it's always great to be around you guys, and so I don't need to think about tomorrow. I'm thinking about right now, sharing
the
microphones with you guys.
When's the third interview being played?
Oh, Dr. Martin Luther King III. We had a 15-minute interview with him that we'll be playing back tomorrow or the day after. I'm really excited about it.
Make a choice. It's tomorrow.
We'll find out.
How are we going to promote this over here? You better listen every day.
All right. It's great to be with you guys, as always,
thanks,
man. Thank you for the opportunity.
Great to see you. Right. Earl Ingram, host of the Earl Ingram Show on Civic Media. Listen for him on WAUK. We got a fine guest. He is the Attorney General of the great state of Wisconsin, Josh Call. He joins us at the DNC next, right here in Chicago at the United Center. More Devils Advocates. You're listening right now.
.5 The Tap. Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning from Chicago, we'll wrap up day two of the Democratic National Convention and the warm reminiscence during Barack Obama's comments.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Matt Nair on air.
I trust Tim Walz to blank.
One from Luke Mathers that says, Tim Walz seems like the neighbor who knew that you were going to be out of town that weekend, so he mowed your lawn while you were gone so you didn't have to do it when you got back.
Keith from Middleton.
I was just going to say, I trust Tim Walz to watch my 3 and 5 year old grandchildren.
I trust Tim Walz to escort me home to get away from the creep at the bar.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.